You've heard before that nanotechnology crosses the blood-brain barrier. But what does that really mean? Well, the blood-brain barrier is this protective layer comprised of three parts that separates the brain tissues that need to be highly regulated and need to have a very controlled environment from capillaries that deliver blood and deliver nutrients and take waste products. Now, these capillaries contain what's called endothelial cells as the first layer of defense. And unlike in other parts of the body, these cells have what's called tight junctions, which means they're really closed off. So things can come and go, but it's much more tightly controlled than in the rest of the body. Now, one of the ways that nanoparticles cross the blood-brain barrier and enter brain tissue is by damaging the endothelial cells. And because of the small size, the scale of the nanoscale, then it can bypass the other protective layers of nervous tissue and connective tissue. Now, a note here is that because it is damaging the tight junctions, it's damaging that layer of defense, what happens is that other regular-sized toxins, like, let's say, heavy metals or other pollutants, can also, that are, you know, circulating in the bloodstream that may not have been filtered out, these can also now gain entry to the brain tissues and exert their own toxicological effects and their own impact and problems because of that damage that the nano caused. Now, the other way that the nano can enter the brain tissues and cross the blood-brain barrier is actually through what's called vesicular transport, which is that the nano, because it can pass under the radar, basically, in a way, of the immune system, it can trick the immune system into allowing it to gain access into the brain. And this is what the nano drug delivery system uses when they want to deliver drugs to the brain, is that they package it up in a way that is just simply transported from the capillaries into the brain tissue without raising an immune alarm. So now the nanoparticles have entered the brain. What happens now? Of course, all of what I'm about to talk about is dependent on the type of nanoparticle, the size, the shape, the functionalization, the amount, your immune response and your health, whether you're using anti-nano devices and anti-nano detox or not. However, let me give you an idea. Nanoparticles, when they enter the brain, exert the regular toxicological effects. So we're talking about damaging brain tissue, causing inflammation in the brain. On a large scale, we're talking about impairing memory, impairing motor control, your ability to control and move your body. We're talking about affecting the way we think, causing cognitive dysfunction. Nanotechnology in the brain will disrupt the homeostasis between neurotransmitters and trace elements and enzymes. Nanoparticles have been shown to reduce the production of dopamine inside the brain. Dopamine is our motivation hormone, so creating problems with our dopamine receptors can result in, you know, in a more extreme case, depression or lethargy. Now, couple that with our already fried dopamine receptors due to, you know, abusing our brain chemistry due to technology and drugs and other things, and it's very easy to see how a combination of this can create serious problems with our mood, with our general mental state. Nanotechnology also, because of the damage it causes, literally produces stress inside of the brain. It releases adrenaline. It causes and then exacerbates certain markers of stress. In large dosages, it can induce hyperthermia and salivation. It is commonly accepted that to cure autism, you need to chelate or remove heavy metals from the brain. Now, I don't know if the regular chelating agents would even work on particles in the nanoscale, but either way, in 2023, I think we need to talk about this element to neurotoxicity, the nano element. This is not just about the regular mercury or aluminium or whatever it is. We all have nanometals inside of our body that have translocated into our brain that are possibly in our brain tissue, and we all need to be working to help our systems get this out. If you ask me, this is a big element in, if you're trying to cure an autistic child, something that you also need to look into. The scientists that have done this research, they know, they're talking about the effects of this neurotoxicity of the nanotechnology and how this is very likely affecting the rising rates of neurodegenerative diseases and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and blah, blah, blah. This is not to terrify you, but please be aware. Heal your DNA, learn to protect yourself. God bless.